After the public health crisis in Flint, Michigan, and the news about lead showing up in Tacoma, when you hear lead, you probably think water. Should I be running my tap? Are my kids at risk if they're drinking the water at home or at school? Well, the good news is kids have a very low chance of getting lead poisoning in Washington state. But Seattle Times health reporter Jonelle Alicia says if you want to protect your kids from lead exposure, you need to think about more than your water.
The water isn't the problem, from what health officials tell me. Instead, the real sources of lead that cause problems in our area, potentially, are lead paint in old houses, lead tracked home from a parent's job, for instance, a parent who works in construction and is exposed to lead during work, and lead from other sources, including things like hobbies or even cultural practices, cosmetics, or kind of lead-based healing remedies.
You said that in our area, these are the things we should be thinking about. But in Tacoma, the city has been testing their water for lead. There have been findings of lead in schools and homes, the water that people are drinking there. So does this list of things to look at in terms of lead exposure, does this go for Tacoma as well?
Well, I looked at the lead exposure in kids throughout Washington state. And for last year, of 20,000 tests submitted to the State Department of Health, there were only 365 kids under age 6 who had lead levels high enough to potentially worry about. And only a fraction of those kids had levels that even would warrant, for instance, a home visit by health officials to see what the problem was. So really, we have not had a lot of concern about lead poisoning in our state.
As you just pointed out, you looked at lead exposure in kids. So why are kids most at risk when it comes to lead exposure?
Well, what health officials tell me is that in very young children, the blood-brain barrier isn't formed yet or sealed yet, and so the lead has much more of a potential of kind of leaching into their brains and causing problems, including mental health problems, you know, like drops in IQ, and even physical problems. And because they're so little, they are just far more vulnerable than older kids and adults.
So, Jonelle, I have a 3.5-year-old. So as I'm thinking about protecting her from lead exposure, what should I be doing to protect her?
Well, you and other parents should look closely at your environment. People who live in older houses, houses built before 1950 or houses built before 1978 that have been recently renovated, are where the highest risks are, primarily from old lead-based paints. And also look closely at any potential sources of lead in the environment.
Jonelle, one of the other things you reported is that the state of Washington is looking at changing its approach to testing children for lead. They're thinking about doing it less often and only for those children who are deemed high risk for lead exposure. Why is that the case?
Well, these are state officials who oversee the Medicaid program that provides health care for low-income and disabled families, of course. And what they're saying is they are actually going along with recent recommendations from the CDC that say that targeted lead screening is much more effective than simply screening all kids. The rules now require kids ages 1 and 2 who are covered by Medicaid to be screened for lead poisoning. And they're saying that it makes much more sense to target those kids who have higher risk of exposure. Low income alone is not a risk factor for lead poisoning the way it once was. It has to be in conjunction with these other risks, like living in these old houses, for instance.
Should I be thinking about getting my daughter tested on my own? Should parents get their children tested on their own for lead?
If parents have a reason to be concerned about potential lead exposure, they can certainly ask their healthcare providers. But the health officials tell me that there's no reason to universally screen children for lead exposure. The most important thing to do is to screen those who are most likely exposed to these kind of potent sources of lead. But what, for instance, Jeff Duchin, the health officer in King County, tells us is that it's not the water that's the risk here.
That's Seattle Times health reporter Jonelle Alicia.